And the familiar refrain of "O Canada" echoes to the rafters of the Didsbury Memorial Complex. That means it is hockey night here in Didsbury. Game 6, Heritage Junior Hockey League Final. Mountain View Colts come in up 3-2 on the visiting Cochrane Generals. A chance to finish them off and claim this franchise's first HJHL title here tonight in front of a packed house at the DMC. Galen, the crowd ready for this one.
It is going to be great, and again, as I mentioned, lots of former Colts board members, fans from Didsbury, fans from Mountain View County, fans from the town of Olds, everyone here to cheer on the Mountain View Colts. What a night this has the potential to be here in Didsbury.
Peterson back for Millick. He winds up that one, kicked aside. Back for Lawrence. He'll let a shot go. It's tipped and in. Great work in the offensive zone. It works its way to Dennis Lawrence, who lets the shot rip. Not sure if it tipped off of something on the way in, but the big shot from the point from Dennis Lawrence has the Colts on top, 1-0 at the 11-19 mark of period number one. It is the goal from Lawrence, the assist credited to Nick Millick and Austin Peterson. As that is just hard work in the offensive zone. Colts again! Shot in front by Visser, that gets through! Two quick ones from the Colts, and 16-year-old Mitch Visser has had himself quite the playoff run. On a team full of veterans, it's the youngster who's surprising everybody here. Gets another one. Make it 2-0 Colts.
It is two goals in 20 seconds, and again, it was a tentative start. The Colts had a good penalty kill. Cochrane was pushing the pace early on here, but as we move past the midway mark of this first period, the Colts get the kind of start you want on home ice in Game 6 with a chance to close things out. It is an unassisted goal for Mitch Visser.
Here come the Generals over the line with it again. Back for Harrison. He takes the shot. Whistles off the end boards. A second chance. Telesiega robbing his man in front.
And Kinnon, frustrated at the Generals bench, punches the glass, and it comes out behind the Generals bench. And again, Thomas Telesiega frustrating the opposition with saves like that all series long. What a chance for the Generals. They could have cut the lead to one, but Telesiega says no with 21 seconds left in the penalty.
This loose puck goes to Harrison. He takes the shot. Five hole. He scores. And a minute and 20 seconds into the period, the Generals have life as the Colts fail to clear, and Harrison makes them pay. The Generals can't get back in time. Bit of a two-on-one here. Anderson moves in, tries to flip it to Sutherland. He scores on the two-on-one. Colt Sutherland gives the Colts the two-goal cushion once again on a beautiful setup from Colton Anderson, and the DMC is rocking.
I didn't guarantee that he was going to score a goal tonight, JD, but I gave you the hint that I really felt like he was going to get one. What a pass from Colton Anderson to set him up for it, and a critical goal here in the third period. Again, it comes just 29 seconds after the Generals cut the deficit to one. The captain, Cole Sutherland, coming through.
Face off, dropped, and won back by the Generals to Harrison. He'll move it to the point. Moving in, there's a shot through, it's in! That one from Kinnon from the point. It gets through traffic. Telesiega didn't see that one. And the Generals cut the lead to one once again. It's a wild start to the third period. 7:20 left to go here in the third period. It's 3-2 Colts. Generals with the puck in their own zone. Move it back to Packard. Packard's pass picked off. Klink with a chance. He scores! And a miscue from Craig Packard goes right to Ryan Klink, who has been Mr. Clutch in these playoffs for the Mountain View Colts. Makes no mistake, gets it to the forehand and snaps it past Robinson. They get 4-2 Colts with 7 minutes left. It's getting louder here in Didsbury as 10 seconds on the clock. This one dumped in. Race to the puck in the corner. Countdown is on as Klink clears one off the boards. Time will wind down. That is it. For the first time in history, the Mountain View Colts are champions of the Heritage Junior Hockey League. Thomas Telesiega being mobbed by his teammates as we've got a bit of a skirmish breaking out around the net. There's a couple of brawls going on right where Telesiega was at the net. The linesman trying to break this up. They will, and the Colts will come to celebrate this one. 4-2, the final. Get excited. This brewery, the Mountain View Colts, are champions of the HJHL.
Well, not since the Olds Grizzlies over 20 years ago has Mountain View County been able to celebrate a championship for one of their junior hockey teams. This is unbelievable. The Mountain View Colts, Gore Olson's six-year run as the head coach of these Mountain View Colts. And JD, I'm so excited right now. I'm nearly swearing. I only have a couple of phrases I like to say when the team I'm rooting for winds up winning the game. Gordy, congratulations to Gord Olson, the Mountain View Colts. What an unbelievable run through this playoffs. Thomas Delisiega and the net, just a sensational performance. 4-2, the Mountain View Colts able to beat the Cochrane Generals, and they take advantage of being able to win that game on the road last night. They get one chance to close it out here at home, and they don't take it for granted.
Back here in Didsbury, and the presentation of the trophy has been made. Cole Sutherland joins his teammates with the HJHL championship as they'll all reach for a touch of that trophy. And what a fantastic finish here. The Mountain View Colts champions with a 4-2 victory here tonight in Didsbury. Absolutely amazing performance from everybody out on the ice here tonight. Once again, the great job by the coaching staff and everybody involved with this team as Thomas Delisiega gets his victory lap, and the fans here at the DMC letting Thomas hear it. What a stellar performance all throughout the playoffs from number 29.
He's my MVP. I mean, there's a lot of players that we really enjoyed their performance during these playoffs. Ryan Klink, the captain, Cole Sutherland, but Thomas Delisiega, JD, his performances were just so clutch for this team in this postseason run. Games where they got off to slow starts, he held them in. Games when they built up the lead and had to protect it in the third period, he made the big saves. What a performance. Thomas Delisiega, a champion here in the HJHL, along with all of these Mountain View Colts.
Now the players lining up for that famous picture that every player wants to be in at the beginning of the season. And a big congratulations to everybody involved with the Mountain View Colts for the success this season and a well-earned HJHL championship. A big thank you to you for listening here on 96.5 CKFM.